A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psachim 121a, pagination 241, the final blot in Meseches Psachim. The Mishnah tells us on the fifth line of the page, Birach birchas ha-pesach poter eshal zevach, birach eshal zevach lo poter eshal pesach, divi Rabbi Yishmoel. There's a discussion here whether the bracha on the chagiga, one korban, that's going to produce meat for the meal, if the bracha that's recited on that korban will fulfill your obligation for the korban Pesach bracha, or Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, lo zu poterezu v'lo zu poterezu, they are two independent mitzvahs, and you would recite separate brachas, one on the Karban Pesach, the Chagiga, and one on the Karban Pesach, and that's how the Rambam codifies it in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin in Chametz Matzah, that they are two independent brachas, and you would have to recite both of them during that Seder meal. Now let's turn the page, and we find a fascinating discussion here regarding Pidyon HaBen, and the question of course will be what connection did this have what connection did this have to the Mishnah about the bracha of Chagiga Karban and the bracha of the Pesach Karban, what Pidyon HaBen came in over here for? Rabbi Simloi ikla lepidyon haben, starting on the second side of the blot. Rabbi Simloi showed up at a pidyon haben, ba'umine, and they asked him the following question. Pshita, we know al pidyon haben, that on the bracha, on the mitzvah of pidyon haben, you recite the bracha, asher kedushanu mitzvosav, v'tzivanu al pidyon haben. That bracha, avi haben mevarich. And that bracha is recited by the father. Boruch Shechianu Vikimanu Vigyanu Lazmanaze, but the bracha of Shechianu, Kohen Mivarech O Avina Ben Varech, is it proper for the Kohen to make the bracha Shechianu or for the father to recite the bracha of Shechianu? And the Gemara explains, Kohen Mivarech, maybe the Kohen should make the bracha better for him, Dekamati Anali Day, because he's getting money. It's a great time to say Shechianu. Or should the father say it, the ka'ovid mitzvah, because he's doing a unique mitzvah that doesn't come regularly, and he's the one that should recite the bracha. Lo avi bidei, the Gemara tells us he wasn't sure. Asa shobei midrasha, they went to the Beis Medrash and asked the question, amrulei, and they were told, avi ben mevarech shtayim, the father should recite both brachas. V'hilchasa, and that's how we paskin, avi ben mevarech shtayim, the father should recite both brachas. Rashbam tells us that the link to our topic at the end of Meseches Psachim is mishum de'ayri masnisin mishnei mini brachas, because the Mishnah was dealing with two brachas, be'adam echad, in one person, and therefore we wanted to know another case where one person might recite two brachas. So our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Akiva, tells us that one person recites a bracha on the Chagiga and a bracha on the Karban Pesach. And our Gemara is telling us that the father will recite two brachas. The Rashash writes that there's actually a much more fundamental connection between this Gemara and the Mishnah. The Rashash writes that really both the Kohen and the father should be reciting a Shehechianu. It's a special time. And the question here was, who should recite the bracha of Shehechianu to be motzi the other one? And if it's a concept of being motzi the other one, then that actually is an even stronger link to the Mishnah, because the question over there wasn't simply, should he recite two brachas? The question was, will the bracha of Chagiga fulfill your obligation to recite a bracha on the Pesach, or the Karban Pesach, fulfill your obligation to recite a bracha on the Chagigah. And over here also, the question here was, how to handle a bracha that's a similar bracha for two different, in this case, people. Not two different karbonos, objects, but two different people. And the answer here is, you'll recite only one bracha. The question was, who would recite the bracha? And we're answering that it's the father that recites the bracha. Now, according to our Gemara, the Kohen is, so to speak, out in the cold. He doesn't recite a bracha. He just accepts the money, and as the minig is, he gives a bracha to the child, etc. He's part of the ceremony, but he doesn't recite a bracha. Actually, the way it's practiced in halacha, simin shin hei, in Yerideya, is that number one, we do the pidyon haben as part of a meal. There's a suda at the time. And the tour actually writes that there was a bracha that the Kohen, according to certain minhagim, would actually recite, a bracha that has tinges, it sounds very similar in certain ways, to the bracha that's recited by a bris milah. It's a different text, but it has the same like overtones. We paskin that we do not recite that bracha, but what remains of that minig, perhaps as part of remaining from the minig, or perhaps independent, but the Kohen does recite a borei pri hagafen on a cup of wine or grape juice. And that's brought up by the Ramah in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, Mevorchim al hakos, that you recite a bracha on a cup. So that even though our Gemara codifies that the Kohen does not recite a bracha, there is a bracha that he will recite. He will recite a bracha on the kos that's designated in honor of the Pidyon HaBen. The normal way to do that is that the Kohen will wash his hands for Hamotzi, he'll have his Hamotzi, and then do the Pidyon HaBen, and then recite the Bracha HaGefen at the end of the Pidyon. The Taz writes, though, that if for some reason they don't have wine or grape juice, then you're into an interesting situation, because if the person is going to have to recite this bracha on the kos, on sheikhar, on beer, or chamar medina, the beverage of the region, then there would be no bracha recited if he does this after the bracha of hamotzi, because all other beverages besides wine or grape juice are included in the hamotzi. And therefore the Taz writes that in the case where you're going to be reciting the bracha of the kos on a non-grape juice, non-wine, so then you should do that before the meal begins. And in that case, the Pidyon HaBen would take place before the meal. Even the Kohen would not wash for Hamotzi first. And instead, you do the pidyon, and you would recite the bracha on the kos of chamar medina, and then they would begin the meal. So again, according to our Gemara, the Kohen is ousted of the bracha, but according to our minig, there still is a bracha that he recites, not the bracha that's mentioned by the Tur, the long bracha, but he will recite a simple borei pri hagafen, and that would take place after the pidyon, during the meal, which has already started for the Kohen, because he made Hamotzi before Pidyon. But the Taz is pointing out that that bracha that we're talking about for the Kohen, if it turns out you're doing it on Chamar Medina, don't do it during the meal, and instead precede the meal so that you can make a bracha, because there's really no other thing that's making this cup special. There's no lengthy bracha, there's only the brief bracha on it. If it's Hagafen, if it's Shahakal, it should be noticeable. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining. Hadron and Alach, Meseches Psachim. We daven for the opportunity to learn Meseches Psachim more thoroughly in the future. Kol Tov.